Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
All right. I am going to declare this podcast, not yet. Yeah. I declare it live. I declare this podcast to be live. So we got a couple cameras. Last time we had a little technical difficulty in our first episode.
Yeah,
one of the cameras. Hey, it's the Doodoo and Foo Show. Coach Savage, Doodoo.
Foo.
Doodoo and Foo. Coming at you, episode 2. We're here at the campus of CSN, the College of Southern Nevada. Thank you for watching. I think we got Instagram Live, if it's working. We're on Facebook Live this time, which should be interesting. And then we got a couple extra cameras on. And yeah, man, it's... April 3rd,
yes.
We survived Easter, and we survived April Fool's Day. I have to ask you if you got any of those, any good stories from April Fool's. How you been? What's going on?
No, I have no April Fool's to talk about. I was at work. Didn't get much. Didn't get any at all.
None?
And April Fool's was I was working, I guess. But no, nothing like years past, you know, when we were younger.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Playing the jokes and everything like that.
Yep.
Which, you know, speaking of when we were younger, we're going to get into a topic later.
You know,
about younger times. But, nothing to talk about April Fool's this year.
No April
nothing
Fool's.
Nothing like St. Patrick's Day, right? Nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody was wearing green.
I know.
You know, I didn't get that at all either.
Yeah, interesting.
I guess, you know, the older you get, we're working too and we're at work, but.
Yeah. I got my players with an April Fool's. As you know, and listeners may or may not know, is we had to have a brand new gym floor put in because last year was bubbling. It's just an old floor. It's built as a rec center. It's not built as a college basketball facility. We've turned it into that. I think it's become a really nice spot. But we had to get a new floor, $300,000 plus to get a new floor put down. So it just had rained a couple days earlier, and I told the girls, listen, I'm sorry, unfortunately. The new floor buckled, all that rain, and we're going to be out 5 to 6 more months, and we're going to try to get over to Von Tobel Middle School, and one of my players, Aaliyah, did not buy it. A couple of them were like, oh my gosh, you know, and a couple were like, let's just get a new gym, and so I let them play it a little bit, and then I found a picture of a gym that just happened to be blue. It wasn't our gym,
right.
But the floor, it was like massive buckling.
Yeah.
And I sent that to them, and they were like, all right, April Fool's. I sent it to my coach, assistant coach, Coach Tracy.
Right.
He's like, what part of the gym is that, bro? I'm
I got him.
If you're watching, Coach Tracy, I got you.
Was it 2 years ago, was it? You weren't playing in the gym.
Yeah,
right? Because of another issue.
Yeah, a little bit.
So,
when we first started basketball here, we weren't sure how many people we'd get at the game. So we initially played at Agassiz Prep or Democracy Prep.
Right.
And then as the numbers didn't kind of equal playing at a bigger gym, we decided to come back here. Well, lo and behold, there was a leak and the floor was 20-some-odd years old and started to bubble and was unsafe. So we had to play... we had to change it up. So we had to miss. That's why this year we were 17 straight road first games. 17, yeah. Actually, 19, first 19, 19 straight road games, not playing here. So April Fool's was all right. It's, you know, the internet is undefeated. I saw some amazing ones, and there was one that Caitlin Clark, picture of her holding her elbow saying that she wasn't going to play the next day, and everybody was, and it was an April Fool's joke. So, but yeah, no, good weekend. We went down to Laughlin. Julie and I went down to Laughlin, hang out at the Colorado River. Beautiful weather, 80 degrees, 79 degrees, yeah, the couple days before we got there.
Right.
And then rain in 60s, 50s, of course. Back up to the 80s now that we're not there, but it's one of our little getaways from Vegas that we like, you know, we like to get out of. We like to get out of Vegas. Laughlin's only about an hour and a half drive, quick drive. Colorado River is beautiful, super clean, super cold, but we had a good time. So, yeah, it's been a interesting week when we talk about sports and entertainment. Of course, we had the Elite Eight, the men's side, yes, and the women's side. What did you notice? What caught your eye?
Caught my eye. How can you not catch your eye, right?
On the men's side, old side, geez. Yeah, men's side for sure.
The women's team with UConn, is healthy.
Yep.
You know, the past few years, they haven't been healthy.
Yeah.
Therefore, the three seed, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Therefore, their lowest ranking in years.
Mm-hmm.
They're clicking.
Yeah.
Paige Beckers is probably playing, if possible, the best she's ever played.
Yep.
Considering she was player of the year her freshman year, right? But she is carrying that team.
Yeah.
They have a solid team with other players, but she is playing the best she's played.
Yeah.
You know,
she's playing like she's missed the gym and missed the game.
Those buckets she made at the end of the game against USC, it was all her.
Oh, yeah. No, she's
the only one that didn't go to the free throw line at the end. You see, they missed six in a row.
Seven.
But she was not one of them that was at the line, right?
Uh-huh. So, yep.
But they held on, but they're playing well. Men's team, they do it every the second half of each game with them. They know what they have to do.
Yeah.
It's almost like they're figuring their opponent out in the first half. But they're seeing what they have to do for the second half. They just come out and they win by 20-25.
I feel like a lot of people are overlooking the Final Four matchup with UConn. I think they're already kind of focusing on, is it going to be Purdue? Is it going to be NC State?
Oh, no, we said it last week with Alabama. They can score.
Alabama can score. I swear, the chatter I hear, and I'm, you know, out again on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it, is, you know, it, will Purdue be able to stop UConn? Nobody's made the finals yet.
You got to
win the games. And Alabama can put up the numbers, and they have players. They're in the top. Final Four for a reason.
Right. Absolutely. NC State's in the Final Four for a reason. We said it last week, too, that they come to play.
Yep.
I'm not surprised that they won, but I don't know if they were going to advance, but they did.
Yeah.
But we did say that team comes to play.
Yeah.
Very well 100%. Coached. Keats is a very good coach.
Yep.
Like we said, the big guy is smooth.
So it's just a different brand of basketball, isn't it?
Different brand of basketball.
He just does things a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not wrong,
no,
obviously, but he's going to be something. Burns, right? DJ Burns. He's going to be fun to watch. Hey, Derek Chapman, not snowing right now in Massachusetts. That's a good thing. And he said, hi, doo-doo. So,
and there you go.
There you go. There's the doo-doo and food show. Doo-doo. And of course, we can't move on from the NCAA tournament without talking about Caitlin versus Angel or LSU versus Iowa. I don't know if you saw the stats from that game, the viewership. Did you happen to see that?
I had it on at work. I was able to catch a good portion of it.
No, what I mean is, were you able to see the viewership?
Oh, yes, I did.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
I mean, it's beaten out.
It beat out everything but
everything.
The Super Bowl.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, that is not crazy. Listen, I'm a women's basketball coach. I'm here for it. it's a different game. I think people's eyes are open. I mean, you know, I've been coaching a long time, and basketball has evolved so much just in the time I've been coaching.
Correct.
And you know, to see what these players can do now. I mean, they're above the rim tip backs and goaltending. You see that goaltending call last week?
Yeah.
Gee, so I think people are starting to see that. And, of course, whether it's Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark or it doesn't matter. You can go down the list. Van Lith, I know she had a tough game, but, you know, there's Cameron Brink. There's a million players that, we talked about last week, that make the game fun to watch now on the women's side. It's not now, it's always been fun to watch, but now it's just at a whole different level.
And that's what we said last week. Women's basketball obviously is on the up.
On the up.
And last week proved that.
Yeah, for sure, 100%. Well, let's see. We got our little list up here. Let's kind of stay in NCAA. And I know I just broke this news to you right before we got on air, is Bronny James entering the transfer portal out of USC. So I don't, you know, transfer portal, that's a whole nother show, right? We can talk about the transfer portal inside out, upside down, frontwards, backwards, whatever. It's probably a good move for him. I don't know that he was going to be a superstar at USC.
Right.
So, you know, where will he land? It's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to land somewhere where he's the number one or two option, at least one of the top two options? Is he going to go somewhere that potentially has a chance to win a championship? Or is he going to go somewhere like UNLV? And, you know, of course, my feed is loaded with him in UNLV uniforms. And there's no media saying that he's going to do that. But people are saying LeBron loves Vegas. He's trying to get in the NBA Vegas team. Mountain West, he'd do pretty well here, I would think. What's your initial take on Bronny James?
It goes back to what we talked about last week, too. Your biggest jump is from your freshman year to your sophomore year, right? So freshman year, whatever, his numbers. But right, where does he go? I would imagine he was going to be – I think it's playing time.
Yeah.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Is what I think.
Yep.
I don't know if it is championships. Maybe, I don't know. I just think he wants to go where he can get some playing time and his numbers can improve.
Yeah.
But we'll see how that works. Like we said, from his freshman year to his sophomore year.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's already done one more year than his dad in college, right?
Yes.
I think it's pretty clear to everybody that he's not, I don't want to say not NBA ready yet, but he definitely needs more development.
Sure.
He's got all the tools and all the potential, benefits to be able to do well in the NBA. I just don't think he's ready yet. And I think he knows that.
Yeah.
So that's an exciting thing with the NCAA. Well, let's go. This is going to be a quick one. Let's go through your picks for when we meet next time. Who's going to be in the championship? Actually, the championship will be
Monday.
Will be played. So let's go through your final four.
You're right. It will be.
Yeah, it'll be played by the time next time we're on air. Who is your final four picks on the men's side?
Man, it's not that I'm going out on a limb, but it's tough to go against UConn.
Yep.
Bama, I thought they did score, obviously, against Carolina, and Carolina can score. I just thought they'd play a little bit better defense to slow down Alabama, but they didn't. Now, can UConn's defense do that? Mm-hmm. I think their defense is a little bit better than Carolina's.
Yeah, yeah.
When UConn is clicking, that's just,
And
they're clicking. They're clicking every week.
They're clicking every week.
Every week they're clicking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got to go UConn.
Okay.
Not that I'm going on a limb.
Don't be apologetic.
But I do. Alabama, I mean, that's going to be a good game. That's going to be a good game.
Yeah. And I'm going to go right along with you. I think UConn gets past Alabama. I think it's an under a 10-point game. Might even come down to free throws late. I think it's going to be the challenge that we've all been wanting to see UConn have thus far. So.
Yeah, sure.
And then you got NC State, Purdue.
NC State, Purdue.
Battle of the Bigs. In some ways.
I like the run that NC State is on. They've won 9 in a row. And I like the big guy. I like DJ Horn, too.
Yeah.
How do they play it? Do they put DJ Byrne up top periodically to bring Zach Edey up there, open up the underneath.
Yeah, yeah.
How far up does Edey come?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, Burns will shoot the... I mean, he's not your three-point shooter. Yeah, he'll take a shot here and there.
I think Purdue will live with that.
They'll live with that, but suppose he makes two or three. Now
what? Yeah, now what? Yeah, right? Yeah.
Can they stop Edey underneath? But they do have a couple of big guys.
Yeah.
They double team him with the big guys, but see, the thing with Edey, right? The thing with Edey, though, he passes so well out of the double team.
Right.
He finds the open guy, and they shoot the three. I went against NC State last week,
mm-hmm.
knowing
mm-hmm.
they would come to play.
Yep.
I think I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to go against NC State again, knowing they're going to come to play.
Yeah.
And that's where we're at.
I think we're both on the same page. I think Purdue UConn is probably preseason one of the matchups that it wouldn't be crazy to say, right?
Yeah, right.
Alabama, I think preseason would have been a tough stretch. Obviously, NC State would have been a huge stretch.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the two, I don't want to say favorites, but Purdue and UConn. And I'll tell you what, I have a feeling you're going to go UConn, so I'm going to go Purdue winning the championship.
Yeah, well, you know what? But there's been two 16 seeds to lose to one, right?
Yep.
Virginia came back the next year, won the championship.
Purdue?
Does Purdue do it this year?
Yeah.
Something to talk about.
There's some fire. Yeah. Who do you like? You like UConn?
I'll go UConn. Like I said, like I said last week, too, we could be looking at a repeat for the first time in years, but 17 years.
17 years, yeah.
And we said that before. What looks is it strong enough to have back to back?
It's Florida, right?
It was Florida.
Yeah.
Right with Billy Donovan as the coach.
Yeah.
Who played around your neck of the woods there with Providence.
Yeah, Providence College. Yeah.
I will go UConn. It's not a stretch, but I'll go UConn.
Yeah.
I think we do have back to back championships.
Yeah.
They know they're good.
Yeah.
They play it. They play like that.
Yeah.
The coach knows they're good.
Right. Yeah. And then, of course, on the women's side, the major matchup is Paige Beckers versus Caitlin Clark.
Yes.
And the Final Four. I think we're all, I don't know, I'll speak for myself. South Carolina is going to be in the finals.
They're undefeated, too, right?
Yeah, they're undefeated, too. I think they'll be in the finals. I think UConn, Iowa is another dream matchup. I mean, man. You know, UConn didn't have it easy going through Juju Smith and USC. Not at all. Yeah. That was a heck of a game. But, Iowa had to put it all out there, and they did. And Caitlin Clark stepped up and played the big game in the big spotlight. But, boy, I don't know. I'm going to go with UConn with the mild upset. I think UConn men and women are both going to be in the final game.
I'll go with UConn, too. Does Caitlin score 41 again?
Yeah.
I think Gino might have something to say about that.
I mean, he's obviously one of the greatest coaches of all time, any level, any gender, any sport. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time. So not saying that matters when you're trying to lock up somebody like Caitlin Clark, because not only does she score, but she handles and assists. She just does it all, right? So, but I believe that they'll have a little bit of a scheme ready for for Iowa.
Sure. Yep. Which, I mean, she's tough, too. You know, and like you said, Becker's playing. She's playing top of her game.
Yeah.
And I like. is it tough or easy to say you like somebody better than Caitlin Clark? I mean, I like Becker's game.
A lot of people do.
I love her all-around game, man. She's tough.
And listen, if she didn't have these injuries, I mean, sometimes those injuries can make you a tougher player, and you're a little bit more mature, and maybe you see things differently from those injuries. So I don't want to say what would she have been if she didn't injure herself. She's freaking amazing. Yeah. Like, she's an amazing player as it is. But, yeah, no, it's NCAA basketball right now is hot. I'm super happy that we get to see these ratings and be, again, I think I said it last week, be involved with women's college basketball here at the College of Southern Nevada. Speaking of which...
Yes.
Has anybody noticed my shirt yet? These are my players. This is my crew. This is this year's team right here. Faith, Layla, Leah Page, Aaliyah KB, Adrian, Jordan, Ayana, Braylon, Jess. The 11 players that we rostered this year and had a fantastic year. We're excited. We got a really good crew coming back. I think I mentioned last week. kind of talking about, we were a little bit before Coach Mike, the men's coach, Coach Mike Lee was in here, and we were talking about the good, the bad, and the ugly about JUCO, right? Yeah. And there's a lot of good here at CSN right now. And we were talking about sponsorships, which had come up in a meeting last night. And we're sponsored. I don't want to say we're sponsored. It's an agreement. We have a contract with Under Armour. And so we're an Under Armour school when it comes to travel, right, or it comes to games. Everything that we wear is Under Armour. We had a meeting last night, and the topic of sneakers came up, and shoes, actually. Yeah. Not all sports fall into our contract because whether it's volleyball or specifically soccer, they don't make soccer shoes per se. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they don't have to fall into that category, those particular sports. Same with cross country or right, distance running. They don't have to fall into it. But baseball, softball, and I believe men's and women's basketball, you know, our players have to wear Under Armour sneakers. So I thought, what better time than to look into that camera and say, Kelsey Plum, hook us up. I don't know how to word that.
No.
She has a brand new signature shoe on through Under Armour, and they are awesome looking. They look like amazing shoes. I know the girls would be happy to wear them. And, I don't know. I mean, at the JUCO level as a head coach, sometimes you just got to get out there and beg. So here I am. How do I get this video to Kelsey Plum to outfit the CSN women's basketball? Because you got to understand something. The Las Vegas Aces are right down the street.
Right.
We go to games as a team. Kelsey, early in this program, actually joined a Zoom call for one of our practices during COVID. So trying to get through to Kelsey and see if we can work together, because we do some stuff with the Aces throughout the year. We've done a couple events with them. We got some girls that play hard, again, 25-5, a couple Division I players, a couple Division IIs. They're going on. They work extremely hard in the classroom, on the court. And so this message, I'm looking right at that camera right there. Come on, come on, Kelsey. You're a rock star here in Vegas. We're the only JUCO in the whole state of Nevada. We had a heck of a year, and we got another group coming back that's going to be great. So who do I got to talk to?
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
To how do I get this in front of Kelsey? Internet, help me out, figure it out.
It'll get there. It's one way or another, it'll get there.
You know what I might do? I might do this every single show until I get a response back. No, I don't want to bother them. I know they're getting ready. I believe the season starts in May. Obviously, big fans. We have a, where is it? It might be on the back. Oh, no, it's the back of that chair over there. Got a championship sweatshirt right over there. And of course, you know, our players are huge, huge, huge Las Vegas Aces fans. So I got to meet Coach Hammond last year, and Candace Parker and Kelsey Plum too. We got to meet quite a few of them in a couple events. There was a season ticket holder event that we helped them with, and then we did a clinic with the Aces group. So we like to be involved with them as much as we can in the community, just like they do. But you know what? At the JUCO level, sometimes as coaches, we gotta get our name out there and find a way to get support for these young athletes. We have no academic scholarships here. We have book scholarships. We help our athletes with books, but they have to pay their way. So one less thing they have to do is buy a pair of sneakers, especially a real nice pair of Under Armours. Then maybe that's That's the mission I've been tasked with. So that's my spiel.
One way or another, it'll happen for you, man.
Yeah, it will. And that's, you know, it kind of goes the same way with local sponsors. You and I were talking before we got on air. Yes. There's only so many hours in a day for us coaches. And there's so many businesses here in Las Vegas mm-hmm. that would love to help. Mm-hmm. I just don't think a lot of people know about the College of Southern Nevada sports.
Right.
I mean, yeah. A lot of people know about baseball, but sure. Basketball, we're new and we're breaking records and we're doing really good mm-hmm. things in the community and in the classroom. And I think it's for me as a coach, I wish I could go out and spend 6 hours a day trying to find sponsors for our team or for athletics in general. But it's tough to be able to find the time to do that. But like we said, it's a numbers game, you know.
Yeah, right.
You had mentioned getting sponsorships for basketball teams and softball teams at the rec level, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's what we got to work on. So that's my spiel right there. Help us out. So we got some pizza here. Last week we talked about, do we do a little food review? I don't know if we're going to stick to a food review, but we got some pizza from down the street. Feel free to jump in. I'm going to throw it up here. It's called Pizza World. It's right around the corner. Never had it before.
Yeah.
Right around the corner from here, from the East Cheyenne campus. And we're gonna get some pizza going here and see how it tastes. Yeah. What is your style of pizza? What do you like?
Not New York style. I'm with you though, too. I don't like pizza. New York style, obviously Chicago style, Detroit style. You know.
What style is that?
That looks like Pizza World style. That one is there.
Well, I'll tell you, dig in. I'm gonna grab this one right here because it's calling my name. Talking about food, we got Instagram way back there. I hope they can hear us. We got to figure out some audio stuff to get everybody locked in, because if you're on Facebook and you see that we're talking into mics, but you're actually getting the video, the audio from this laptop, this is being recorded and will be added to one of the cameras in the back there. But you know, when we're talking about food, and Julie and I were like self-proclaimed king and queen of buffets here in Vegas. Over
been to a couple of them with you.
Yeah, you've been to a couple with us, and most recently the Palms, right? Yeah. One of our favorites. And of course, yeah. Here in Vegas, they've kind of gone away.
Yeah, a lot of them have.
A lot of them
Unfortunately,
have.
Yes.
Yeah, one of our favorites, not necessarily a buffet, but was Sweet Tomatoes. You ever go to Sweet Tomatoes?
I had one right by the house. I love Sweet Tomatoes. That was a good little spot.
Beautiful spot. Yeah, that was. They had quite a few. I think they had like five or six locations here.
Yeah.
COVID kind of knocked the whole company
out. Seems like it did, yes.
Yeah. Well, I have some breaking news. Sweet Tomatoes is back. They just opened their first their comeback store in Tempe, Arizona.
Tempe.
So that just hit the news. Julie and I had to read it twice. One of our neighbors told us about it. And so I'm excited. What?
Yeah, Sweet Tomatoes. Yeah, that's a good spot.
My buddy Eric Lopes, I don't know if he's on watching or listening, but Eric came out here and he was floored by Sweet Tomatoes. Fresh ingredients, all you can eat.
Yes.
Soup, salads, pastas.
Yes.
A mini buffet, I guess you could say.
Desserts.
A little dessert, yeah. They had some good desserts too.
Yeah. Ice cream,
yeah. So when it's your go-to, Julie and I are buffets, when it's your go-to, tell us what kind of, I'm going to take a piece of pizza.
The go-to buffet?
Nah, buffet, food, where's your go-to when you're getting ready to go out?
When I'm getting ready to go out, depends on what kind of food. I could get a plug right now from my buddy Pete at Mastriani's Italian Restaurant at D.I. in Hualapai. Very good. It's a very good spot.
And you said Peter?
Pete Mastriani. I met him years ago, man, at the Rio when I was back at the Rio. I was actually in the sports book then, and he was in the cafe.
Wow.
That's how I met Pete.
Holy smokes.
And then Pete went out on his own. He had a spot on Flamingo and Rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's up at Desert Inn. And he doesn't really need a plug, but he's doing well. It's a good spot.
Yeah.
Italian restaurant, seafood, Desert Inn and Hualapai. Yeah.
Yeah, that's they have two locations, correct?
As far as I know, Pete only has the one.
Just the one?
Yeah.
That's it? Yeah,
as far as I know.
It's right next to the U.S. Bank right there, right? Isn't it?
Yeah, I think U.S. Bank.
U.S. Bank right there?
If I need fast food or hungry real quick, In-N-Out burger. Some people like it, some don't, but yeah.
That's a favorite on the bus when we take van rides or bus rides. If we go In-N-Out, Chipotle, Chick-fil-A, those are all those are all no brainers with young kids. That's pizza's okay. It's okay.
I'll take one bite of one.
What does Dave Portnoy say? One bite, everybody knows the rules. I'm gonna smack in the microphone here. It's okay. It's okay. A little bit like
it'll do if you're hungry. Yeah.
Yeah, it'll do if you're hungry. Yeah. Yep. It's all right.
Pizza World.
Pizza World. Okay.
Not that it's bad.
It's not bad. It tastes like some school pizza.
Yeah.
You know, back in the day, Fridays, pizza at school. Speaking of back in the day.
Yes.
I had put out a little thing on social media about slang words. you know, so many new slang words with the kids nowadays. I say the kids, with the young adults, right?
Right.
No cap.
No cap.
Yeah. I mean, I get in trouble because... Drip, yeah. Drip might be fade. Drip might be old. Isn't that great? I mean, how fast these things go. But, excuse me, we were talking to Coach Mike, and I was talking to a few people. Can you think of any old slang terms
from when you were a kid? Now, I'm 80s, you know, 80s kid here, right?
Uh-huh.
But 80s, 90s, whatever. But cool
beans.
When you say cool beans.
Cool beans. And what does that mean?
Right. When bad means good, bad's been around for a long time, right?
But what does cool beans mean? I mean, there might be some people out here watching that have
cool,
no idea
cool
what
cool beans basically just, you know, cool beans.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the store of his name, Dan. Yeah, cool beans.
Yep.
I mean, yeah. And cool beans. Deaf. I remember deaf. Deaf was like definitely, short for definitely. Right?
Yep. I was talking to a coach, Coach Andre, this morning. He's got an event coming up here in Vegas. And I was telling him about some slang, and he said, Audi 5000, G.
Audi, wow, yes.
Audi 5000. See, that's what was that, Flavor Flav, right?
Audi
5000.
Wow,
he said, Audi 5000, G. This morning we're on the thing chatting. Old school slang, yeah. Of course, this is more regional, but wicked. Me growing up, everything was wicked. Wicked pissa.
Yeah.
Very cool. You know, that's... Yeah. When I first moved to Vegas, my... one of my nephews, Gary, just chimed in not too long ago. He said when he went out to the West Coast, he heard hella.
Yeah.
And I said, man, I the same thing happened to me.
That, yeah.
Yeah. When I moved out, everybody out here would say hella, and it was, I guess hella would be the equivalent of very, like that's hella cool or that's, you know, hella shiny or whatever it may be.
Right.
But the first couple times I heard it. Being from the East Coast, I'm like, hella. What? But then you get into things, and the players and I sometimes we talk about it, whether they call it soda or pop or rubbish or garbage or
pocketbook or purse.
Pocketbook or purse, tomato, tomato. But
sneakers or tennis shoes.
Sneakers, tennis shoes. Yeah, soda pop is more. I think that's a little bit more the older crowd. But yeah, some of the slang words, and it's funny. You kind of get a block like. You have to really sit and think about some of the words we used to use.
How about dope?
Dope.
Dope meant, you know, awesome. Yeah.
So it's funny, a little story on that one, just recently, and this is where that slang, some of those words stick around for a long time, is one of our former captains 3 years ago, Destiny Bird. I don't know if you remember Destiny. She just finished up her career in Atlanta at the D2 school. Her and I went on Channel 3 with Brian Solomon, did a Sunday night show. On Channel 3 TV, and after we did the video, I thought she did a great job. She spoke well, and I was sitting there, and her and I was together. She was a little nervous, but I thought she did a phenomenal job. And I think 2 days later, I see our AD Dexter Irvin, and he was like, "Hey, that was a really cool interview." But how many times can she use the word dope? And I'm trying to explain to him, that's a positive, you know, she was like, it's been a dope year, and, you know, playing in the Scenic West has been dope, or whatever, you know, however she worded things. But that word has stuck around a little bit.
The kids I used to always say with my younger brother, hanging around him, years ago, I always said I was always kept up to date.
Yeah.
It was fresh.
Right? Fresh.
There's another one, fresh,
yeah,
right?
Fresh, yeah.
He always kept me up to date.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like I said, it's, some of it's regional from New York and the New England area out to the West Coast. We just asked Coach Mike, and he same thing. He kind of was like, I gotta think about that one, you know.
And some slangs don't go away. I have a customer that does come in from Boston, and he says wicked. He says wicked a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Listen, and wicked and brother.
Yeah.
Like when I get on the phone, like, and again, the players crack up in the office if I'm here, and my buddy Steve Flanders might be listening in here on Facebook. When I get on the phone with Steve, my whole accent changes. And we're saying brother and wicked, and I mean it's especially brother. Everybody's brother back. Hey brother, what's up, man? Like, you know.
And somebody we know mutually too, Floody. Floody always says
Floody.
Brother.
Yeah, Floody. You know.
Floody always says brother.
Hey brother. Yep.
Yeah. Some slangs don't go away.
Yeah, no. Yeah, they stick around. I'll have to get, you know, we're talking about having guests on here. We'll have, I think, which player of mine would represent the best and not be shy and talk, so hear some of the new slang words. But they're consistently changing. I mean, it's...
I think all your girls would get on here. I think they'd all love to come on here.
Yeah.
I don't think one of them would be shy. I don't think.
Yeah. No, we're going to... Yeah, Paige Grant, our sophomore center, was just in here not too long ago, and she was excited because her and KB are talking about doing a little show.
Yeah, sure.
I told her, just come on, hit record and
we'll
connect it to your Instagram. Whether they do it or a guest of ours or use it.
Yeah, we're going to both on here together.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What else we got here? What else we got, Mike? What else is on your mind?
Yeah, you know, it's you're right. It's the basketball season right now. Just, you know, circling around back to that.
Yep.
It's a great time of year. I think it's the best championship there is out there, sports-wise.
Yep.
I know everybody's hype. Everybody's big on the Super Bowl. But, you know, Super Bowl is one day. Get a week leading up to it, but this in the last couple of years, obviously last few years, this has been a good NCAA championship.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of Cinderellas, a couple of 16s losing.
Yeah.
Over the past several years, good NC State.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no giddies. You get a couple of blowouts, but you don't have all the blowouts you once had years ago.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Right? All the ones used to always blow out to 60.
Yeah, 40, 50, 60 points sometimes.
Yeah.
Those games are
gone.
Few and far between now.
So much more parity.
Yeah.
The transfer portal has a lot to do with that.
Yeah.
I was talking about the portal earlier. Mm-hmm. These kids want to play. They want playing time.
Yeah.
And they're good. They're all good. All these kids are good. I mean, you got kids transferring from Kansas, they're transferring out of Kansas to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, they're that good to get recruited by Kansas.
Yeah.
And it goes because they want playing time.
South Carolina on the women's side.
South Carolina undefeated. On the women's side.
Undefeated team.
Yeah, that's why undefeated. I mean, that's solid.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a good time of the year.
Yeah. Not to mention the NBA is getting down to
it's
playoff time.
Up, right?
My son Trent got me into him and his friends' fantasy basketball this year. And I warned him. I said, man, I'm pretty good at this stuff. I usually just do pretty well with fantasy. And I said, I don't want to ruin your guys' time. You just come in and win it. I want you and your friends to have fun. And sure enough, I'm in the finals this week and next 2 weeks. But you know who my opponent is? Trent, the two savages made the final. So we're going head to head in our fantasy league, and I have Luca. I mean, Luca's a stat stuffer. I have Anthony Edwards. Players like Lauren Markkanen, who just put up big numbers. I got a really nice team, and Trent does too. Trent's got some players. If I'm not mistaken, he has Jokic, I believe.
Yeah, that's why you guys are in the finals.
So I run the finals. Right? It's all. Yeah, and I think Trent had the first pick, and he's like, who do I take? And I'm like, it's not close. You take Jokic every single time.
Yeah.
I had the seventh pick and got Luka.
Yeah,
it was some goofy picking like LeBron and, you know, some probably fan picks more than anything. And seven, I got Luka. I'm like, he could have gone one. So, fantasy's always a good time. Celtics look like they're playing pretty well if they can stay healthy. But there's, you know, there's just like in the NCAA, you know, now they've added the play-in game with the NBA. Yes. I think anybody can win.
Well, look what the Lakers did last year, right?
Yep. Play-in game.
All the way to the finals.
Playing game to the finals, yeah.
Like, just that keeps all these teams, right? They did that for, so they won't lose on purpose, right? So
yeah.
In 10, what is it, 10 out of the 12 teams in each conference.
Yep.
Have a shot at the
have a shot.
Season.
Yeah.
Keeps every, you know, but, yeah, anybody can win it. Sure. Why not? It's just like in hockey, right? The 8 seed. You hate to say the 8 seed doesn't mean much, but the 8 seed can go all the way.
100%. Yeah, yeah, and I believe in hockey. It's actually even more likely with such low scoring in a sport like that. You have an ability to have an upsets. Not that it's easier or harder in one sport, but yeah, it's and next week I know where you're going to be heading out on vacation. Where are you headed?
Omaha, Nebraska. I was hoping that Creighton could get to the Final Four.
Right.
I would have been out there for that, but Iowa is in the Final Four.
Yep.
Well, they are in the Final Four, and, you know, Nebraska, Iowa, it's right there.
Yep.
Excited to see the excitement that's going on this weekend with Iowa,
Caitlin
Clark in this Final Four to see, you know, that would be right there in the middle of it.
Yeah, yeah, that's exciting, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, next week there's a couple things that we want to talk about next week, and some of them are rule changes in major sports. Whether it's the NFL new kickoff rule.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have you seen that yet?
I've
have you seen
it
live?
Yeah.
And then there's some talk about some new NBA rules. And, of course, you know, things like the Big Three adding a four-point shot or even the ABA. Years back, the ABA added the three-point shot. And everybody told them they were crazy.
Right.
And now look at that thing. Just keeps on creeping back and back and back. So next week we're going to look at some rule changes. Let's try to get a guest on next week.
Yes, let's do it.
Let's do it. We're taking applications for guests. So
Kelsey
Plum. Kelsey. Hey, bring your sneaker. We'll plug it.
Savage needs you.
We're right down the street, Kelsey. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, no, she's busy. We get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah. No,
okay, let's get a guest on, whether it's one of your girls. You know, one of them, they'd all want to be on here.
Of course. Yeah.
Right. We'll see who's available. Leah wasn't able to be here with us today. Hopefully she could be
She's guarding lives. Aaliyah is guarding lives. She is a lifeguard, and she's guarding lives.
Yes. you know, hopefully she could be here next week, and maybe we'll get her on this side.
Yeah, you know, for sure.
She's one that would love to be on this side, too. Like you said, KB, Paige, and, you know.
Yeah, now there's a lot of really good personalities on the girls' side, and we're going to get Coach Mike in here, and our trainer Brett Taylor I want to get in, our athletic director, all of them. I can go down the list.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Great AD here, too.
Yeah, our academic advisor Betsy. There's so many people that we could have on here, you know, just have fun with it. So let's wrap it up. The Doodoo and Foo Show, I want to thank you guys for tuning in, and any feedback or you know, input would be appreciated, and I hope you guys have a great week, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, enjoy the Final Four.
Yes, all right, take care. Done with that.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed-sponsored jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now, with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.